Welcome to Beyond Leading, the podcast that cuts through the noise to get real about leadership, team dynamics, personal growth, and the messy, brilliant reality of work, life, and everything in between. Each episode brings grounded insights, sharp truths, and honest conversations with experienced leaders and coaches as we explore what it really takes to lead well today. We don't deal in one-size-fits-all answers. We spark ideas, offer grounded perspectives, and create space for you to work out what fits your world. So let's get into it. Let me start with a simple question. Has leadership felt heavier lately, even when nothing's technically wrong? Not dramatic, not crisis, just heavier. If you've felt that, this episode is for you. And I'm asking because I've been noticing something, and I don't think it's just me. Over the last few months, I've been writing a series on my strategic leader Substack called The Aftershock Era, and I kept getting the same message from leaders across different sectors and different levels, but with the same undertone. I don't know how to explain it, but something feels heavier. And when they say that, they're not describing chaos. They're not describing collapse. It's more under the surface, kind of less visible, but more persistent. Have you ever felt that? Not because you can't lead, not because you've lost your ability, not because your team suddenly became incapable, but because the ground underneath leadership feels less certain than it used to. And when the ground feels less certain, everything requires slightly more effort. That's what I'm trying to put words to. I've been calling this phase the aftershock era. Not crisis, not recovery, aftershock. It's the phase after the big disruption, where the headlines calm down, but the accumulated strain hasn't cleared. The surface looks stable, but underneath, pressure is still shifting. Confidence hasn't fully returned. Investment feels slower. Hiring decisions feel heavier. Strategic bets feel riskier. Teams are still delivering, but energy isn't what it was. You're still moving, but it doesn't feel like momentum. And here's the part that worries me most. Because it's subtle, we normalize it. We tell ourselves, this is just the new world. This is how leadership is now. Everyone feels like this. But what if it isn't normal? What if it's accumulated pressure that hasn't been processed? And what if the pressure is quietly shaping your decisions? Let's start with people, the human aftershock. We've already talked about soft burnout on Beyond Leading. Not breakdown, not collapse, the slow fade. People are still delivering, they're still professional, they're still capable, but the spark is thinner. There's less emotional headroom, less creative stretch, and less appetite for risk. And here's the question I keep asking leaders. Are your people tired or are they thinning? Tired recovers. Thinning erodes. High performers are often first. They don't fall apart. They overfunction. They absorb pressure. They compensate for gaps. And they carry the emotional temperature of the team. From the outside, they look solid, but judgment starts to dull. Not dramatically, just slightly. Conversations become safer. Challenges become softer. Strategic thinking becomes shorter term. And here's the uncomfortable bit. Soft burnout isn't just a well-being issue. It's a judgment issue. If leadership is judgment under pressure, what happens when the people making decisions are operating at 70% clarity? You don't notice it on a dashboard. You notice it in tone, in hesitation, in that slight internal voice saying, let's just steady this. Let's not stretch. Have you felt that in yourself? Not exhaustion, just less edge. That's the human aftershock. Now let's move to the operational layer, the operational aftershock. Here's the sentence I keep hearing. We've been incredibly busy, but when I look back, nothing has really shifted. That's not laziness. That's not a performance issue. That's accumulation. New priorities get added. Old ones never get retired. Projects overlap. Managers absorb complexity rather than redesigning work. Decision rights get blurry and everything just feels urgent. So in those cases, leaders typically default to motion. But motion isn't progress. Let me ask you something uncomfortable. If you stopped everything tomorrow and genuinely re-ranked your top five priorities, would they be the same five you're spending time on today? Or have you drifted towards whatever shouts the loudest? Most teams don't give themselves permission to stop. Stopping feels indulgent. Stopping feels risky. Stopping feels like you're falling behind. So they keep moving and slowly clarity erodes. Here's what I'm seeing in the strongest leadership teams right now. They're not the fastest. They're the ones brave enough to say, this isn't working. Let's simplify. Let's remove. Strategy right now is subtraction. What are you willing to stop? What are you willing to disappoint? What are you willing to protect even when pressure rises? That's not a time management conversation. That's a leadership courage conversation. Now we move on to growth, the economic aftershock. This one doesn't shout, it tightens. Across organizations, I hear demand is down, margins are tighter, costs are up. We need to be careful. And being careful is sensible. But repeated long enough, caution becomes culture. Cost control becomes strategy. Hiring pauses. Investment decisions stall. Innovation gets labeled optional. And here's the psychological trap. Cost cutting feels decisive. Growth feels exposed. Because growth requires committing resources to outcomes you can't fully guarantee. So leaders reduce discomfort now at the expense of optionality later. Let me ask you something directly. Where are you being careful because it's wise? And where are you being careful because it feels safer than choosing? Those are not the same thing. Permanent defense shrinks belief. And once belief shrinks, ambition follows. You don't lose the future through one catastrophic mistake. You lose it through too many safe ones. Now we go one layer deeper, the geopolitical aftershock. Not headlines, not panic, fragmentation. Trade rules shift, regulation shifts, AI accelerates, global alliances wobble, policy moves unpredictably. And here's what that does inside organizations. It thins the signal. In stable environments, leaders rely on pattern recognition. You've seen this cycle before. You know how this plays out. But what happens when patterns don't quite hold? Judgment gets heavier. Every decision feels like it carries more consequence and fewer anchors. That's when drift creeps in. Not collapse, drift. More hedging, more short cycle decisions, more restructures justified by narrative rather than evidence. More of, let's move quickly so we're not late. And here's the question that really matters. Are your decisions coming from clarity or from anxiety about being late? Because those feel similar in the moment, but they compound very differently. So bring all of this together and strip it back. Here's what's happening. External fragmentation creates internal pressure. That pressure shows up as human thinning. Human thinning feeds operational drag. Operational drag drives cautious growth decisions. And over time, cautious growth turns into drift. And what organizations need most right now isn't motivation. It isn't more activity. It isn't another initiative. It's orientation. And when I'm in the room with leadership teams and I can feel drift setting in or decisions starting to come from overload or fear, I come back to something very simple. Stop. Not as a slogan, but as a discipline. First, the S stands for strip back priorities. Focus beats frenzy. Decide what actually matters right now and be willing to let something else go. Second, the T equals tell the truth about capacity. Soft burnout hides inside competence, and if your people are thinning, pretending they're fine won't protect performance. Third, the O equals reset the operation. Pressure exposes cracks early. Unclear ownership, duplicated effort, stretch managers. And fixing those now prevents much bigger fractures later. And finally, the P, make people first decisions. Not as sentiment, but as strategy. In uncertain environments, emotional capacity becomes competitive edge. So stop isn't about slowing down. It's about stabilizing the ground before you accelerate again. Because in a thin signal world, speed without clarity just amplifies drift. Clarity is the stabilizer. Not speed, not volume, not busyness, judgment. So to close, if leadership feels heavier right now, you're not wrong. The signal really is thinner. And in a thin signal world, the job isn't to move faster. It's to choose more clearly. So here's the question I'll leave you with, and it's worth a quiet few minutes. Are your recent decisions grounded in clarity or driven by the pressure to keep up? If you want the deeper thinking behind this, the full Aftershock series is on the Strategic Leader on Substack. But for now, don't rush past the question, because your answer to it will shape the next 6 months more than any plan. Thank you for listening to Beyond Leading. If this episode was useful, follow or subscribe so you don't miss the next one, and share it with someone who'd appreciate it. And if you've got a minute, a quick rating or review really helps more people find the show.